Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Tov Chaf Vav. We are in the middle of Sif Beis. We left off in the Ramah on page 572. On 572, on the third line, the Ramah told us, Ein mekachin halavana kodem Tisha B'Av. We don't say Kiddush Levana before Tisha B'Av. Ve'lo kodem Yom HaKippurim. And we also don't say Kiddush Levana before Yom Kippur. Then the Ramah says, U'b'motzoi Yom HaKippurim mekachim osa da'oz shorim besimcha. So even though we don't say, says the Ramah, we don't do Kiddush Levana before Yom Kippur, but on Motzei Yom Kippur we can do Kiddush Levana because then we are besimcha. Avol, lo b'motzoi Tisha B'Av. So Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur are the same in that we don't do Kiddush Levana before, but Motzei Yom Kippur we do Kiddush Levana, and Motzei Tisha B'Av the Ramah says we do not do Kiddush Levana. O Sha'ar Tainis, not only on Motzei Tisha B'Av do you not do it, says the Ramah, also on Motzei any other Tainis you do not do Kiddush Levana. The Ein Mekachin Osa B'Motzei Shabbos Shechal Bo Yom Tov, we also do not say Kiddush Levana on Motzei Shabbos that is now going to be Yom Tov, that's falling out on Yom Tov, you do not say Kiddush Levana. And then the Mechaber tells us, Vitola Einov, and you look up with your eyes, Miyashe Raglov, and you straighten your feet, Mevarech Mu'umud, and you make the bracha of Kiddush Levana standing, Va'omer Shalosh Pa'amim Simintov Tia L'chol Yisrael, and Baruch Yotzreich. So that's what the Mechaber tells us. That's where we're going to stop for today on top, through that Mechaber, that you look up with your eyes, you straighten your feet, you make the bracha, the Ramah says standing, and then you say three times, Siman Tov Tia L'chol Yisrael, and Baruch Yotzreich. Now let's go back to see the Mishabura, and we'll see a Bir Halacha, and we'll see some very practical notes as well. We're going to begin tonight, Shir and Sif Koton Yud, which is the top line on page Reish Pezayin of Alo B'Motzoi. So we said, although we do Kiddush Levana on Motzei Yom Kippur, we do not do Kiddush Levana on Motzoi Tisha B'Av. De'ein Shruyim B'Simcha. On Motzei Yom Kippur, we are Shruyim B'Simcha, but Motzei Tisha B'Av, we're not Shruyim B'Simcha. V'yavarku b'yamim she'achareha. So instead of doing it after Tisha B'Av, you'll do it in the following days. U'mavur b'da'ach emoshe, it's brought down in da'ach emoshe, de'im Tisha B'Av chal b'yom chamishi. If Tisha B'Av falls out on Thursday, yeishlo lahamten ad Motzoi Shabbos, shu yud beiz lachodesh, you should wait for Kiddush Levana till Motzei Shabbos, which will be the 12th of the month. Sivkaton Yud Aleph, the Ramah told us, not only do we not do Kiddush Levana on Motzei Tisha B'Av, we also don't do it b'motzoi Sha'ar Tainis. Kegon, for example, im lo kidesh b'chodesh teves ara tainis. If you do not say Kiddush Levana in Teves until the fast of Asar B'Teves, ein lo lekadesh achara tainis, you should not say Kiddush Levana after Asara B'Teves, Eloyamtin Ahalaylo Shelacharea Shu Yudbez Lachodesh, rather wait till the next night, which is going to be the night of the 12th of the month. Umikomakom, but still, Im Eira Zeb Chodesh Adar, if this happened in Chodesh Adar, Shelokitshu Ad Tainis Esther, that you didn't get a chance to do Kiddush Levana until Tainis Esther, so Kosav Ataz Diyesh Lekadesh Achara Tainis, in that case, you absolutely, says the Taz, should do Kiddush Levana on Motzei the Tainis, Kevon Shasha Overes, because you're losing time, you're running out of time, after Tainis Esther is already going to be your Dalid. Now, on that note, and look at note number 22, Motzei Tainis Esther is Purim. The Altaimo Shel Ataz, Hey Ragon of Yaakov Kamenetsky. Yaakov Kamenetsky points out on this reason of the Taz. The Taz says the reason why you do it after Tainis Esther is because you're running out of time. Says Rabbi Yaakov, Shelachora ain't Sarel B'Tam Zelachora. We don't need that reason. Sharei Kemosha B'Motzoi Yom Kippur Mutter Lakadesh Kevan Shenelshav Ki Yom Tov. The same way we said that Motzoi Yom Kippur you can do Kiddush Levana because you're B'Simcha. It's a Yom Tov. Gam B'Motzoi Tainis Esther Tzarech Lios Mutter Lakadesh Kevan Shelel Purim Hu. Ki Yom Tov Yom Simcha. On Motzei Tainis Esther is Purim. It's a great day of Simcha. So Lechora says Reb Yaakov, that would be enough of a reason that you can do Kiddush Levana then without coming on to the fact that you're running out of time. Continues the Mishabura in the second to last line. V'inei kol zeh l'das Ramah. This whole idea that we've been saying that on Motzei, any fast day, you do not say Kiddush Levana, with the exception of Tainis Esther, that is all the sheet of the Ramah. Avadas Achronim b'chol zeh. But the opinion of the Achronim in all this is the Mikachin Afilu b'Motzei Tisha B'Av, that you do say Kiddush Levana even on Motzei Tisha B'Av, the kol shekein b'shar Tainis. and certainly on other tainios. If you glance over at note 23, he brings the reason why you can do Kiddush Havana on Motzei Tisha B'Av from the Berhetev, B'Shem the Arizal, Shebe Motzei Tisha B'Av Nolad Ben David. A Motzei Tisha B'Av, that's when Ben David is born, U'mevasrin la'levona u'Yisrael she'asidin l'schadesh, and we're announcing to the moon at the Klal Yisrael that in the future they're going to become new. So that's the reason why the Berhetev brings B'Shem the Arizal, that you can do Kiddush Havana on Motzei Tisha B'Av. The Mishabura says, V'kolshken b'shar tainus. Now, with that reason, the kolshken is a little bit hard to understand, but it has to be understood that if after Tisha B'Av, where you're more bitzar, you can do Kiddush Havana, so certainly on another tainus, where you're not so much bitzar, you can also do Kiddush Havana. Continues the Mishabura, Elo dekasvu, but the Achronim write, Ditzorech litam kodem. Although you can do Kiddush Havana after Tisha B'Av, after other tainios, but you need to eat first. Now, if you look in the Shaar Tzion Oz Tess, he writes, that's from the Chai Adam, Ube El Yerabe Mashma, Shem Yeshlo Lekadesh B'tzibur, that if you have the opportunity to say Kiddush Havana with a minion, Yochol Lekadesh Imoim Af Shelo Ta'am. Then, even if you did not eat yet, but the Tzibur is saying it, you can say Kiddush Havana with the Tzibur, Mishum Berov Om Hadras Melech. So, even though there is an Inyan to eat before you say Kiddush Havana, but if it's between eating or having a Tzibur to say it with, so it's better to say it with a Tzibur, even though you have not yet eaten. Continues the Mishabura in the first wide line, U'bemotzoi Yom HaKippurim, and after Yom Kippur, mito she'smeichim she'yatzu b'dima, since we're happy, we came out successful, we came out pardoned, mikachin af kodem she'yitamu, then you are allowed to say Kiddush Havana, even though you didn't eat anything, because without eating, you're still besimcha. Mio, however, b'motzoi Tisha B'Av tzarech lizor she'lo l'kadesh b'li min olim. A'motzoi Tisha B'Av, you are allowed to do Kiddush Havana according to the Achronim, but number one, we saw you should eat, unless it's going to affect your minyan possibility. And number two, the Mishnah Berurah says you have to make sure not to say Kiddush Havana without wearing shoes. Now, in note number 24, he brings up a very important discussion, because many of us are wearing Crocs or slides on Tisha B'Av. Is that called not wearing shoes? Do you have to change out of those? So if you look at note 24, he writes, V'gama nohagim aleches b'na'ale gumi. Even those who are knowing to wear rubber shoes, Ruchai Kineski writes, Shaleim lahachlef na'olim. They should change their shoes. Kevan shanoel nale gumi dino kholech yochef. Ruchai Kineski says, wearing these types of rubber shoes is like walking barefoot, and therefore you should change them and put on regular shoes. Me'idach, on the other hand, Agon Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Hora, Rav Yaakov Paskin, Shem Yesh Biraglav na'alayim mechubados. If you have Bekabedik shoes, megumi, that are made from rubber, omibad, or from some kind of cloth, yochol lekadesh shalavana, you can't say Kiddush Havana. So again, that would be tolui on this machlokas. If you could just keep your Crocs on or your slides on, and to go ahead and say Kiddush Havana, it seems like Rabbi Yaakov would say it's okay if that's considered mechubud. Uleinyon, back to the Mishabura, uleinyon ovel emas mekadesh. In terms of someone who is in Avelus, when should he say Kiddush Havana? So Das HaMagen Avram, the opinion of the Magen Avram is, the im yashlim aveluso kodem asiri bachodesh, if his Avelus of 7 days is going to end before the 10th of the month, yamten, he should wait, v'yikadesh belel asiri, and he should say Kiddush Havana the night of the 10th. Aval im kola aveluso ba'asiri b'chodesh, but if his avelus is first going to end on the 10th, so then lo yamtin ad leil acharasar, you should not wait, says the Magen Avraham, till the night of the 11th, umutav shikadesh halavano besoch yimei aveluso, and it's better for him to say Kiddush Havana during his shivas yimei avelus. That is the Magen Avraham. Vedas bal shar Ephraim, the im yesh shehus lekadesh achar kolos yimei aveluso. If he has time to be Mekadesh Levona when his Avelus ends, it doesn't say it has to be the 10th of the month, even later, but he will have an opportunity to hopefully do it after the Avelus ends, Yamten, he should wait. Ah, however, in kishi yamten yavur hazman, if by waiting he's going to miss out the time totally, then yochol lekadesh besoch yimei aveluso, then he could do Kiddush Havana during his avelus, the yochol lotzeis lachutz lekadesh, and the ovel, who normally doesn't leave his house, is allowed to go out of his house, if he needs to say Kiddush Havana during the avelus, v'ayin bir halacha. I would like to read note number 25, the second paragraph. In terms of an ovel, in the Shivas Yimei Avelus, who's saying Kiddush Havana, We say during Kiddush Levana, Shalom Aleichem. So what is the role of the Ovel in that? An Ovel is not allowed to greet people, not allowed to be greeted. So, V'amira Shalom Aleichem V'Aleichem Shalom, Shenog Lomar Zelazeh, the minhag of saying Shalom Aleichem and Aleichem Shalom that people say to each other during Kiddush Levana, Kosav V'Geshra Chaim Shal Ovel Lo Yomar Zos. An Ovel should not say this. V'gam Lo Yomar Lo, you should not go over to an Ovel to say Shalom Aleichem at Kiddush Levana. That is opinion number one. Neidach, on the other hand, Das Lagona Shomazam and Urbach, Sheesh Lahistapik Badavar, it's not so pushed, it's a suffix. Kevan Shatam Shaomrim Shalom Aleichem, since the reason we say Shalom Aleichem, Kosav Mishaburu, we'll see in the Mishaburu soon, Shemi Achar Shaomer Kodam Lachain, since we say before that, Tipol Aleim Emosav Afacha, that on our enemies there should be fear and trepidation falling upon them, Lufikach Omer Lachavero, therefore we turn to our friends and we say Shalom Aleichem, there should be peace upon you. Vigam Hamira Eino Begeder Shal Sheila Shalom, it's not really Sheila Shalom, you're not really greeting your friend. You don't even look who you're saying it to. You don't even look who's next to you. It's not really a greeting. So Shlomo Zalman says it's not so pashit. The Simon, he ends off. It's better, Lumaisa, not to say to your neighbor, Shalom Aleichem, if he is an Ovel. So there is Shlomo Zalman, Liza Betzarachian. On them, however, Shlomo Zalman in the Halicha Shlomo adds on, they add on in Halicha Shlomo, Shagona Shlomo Zalman Arba Chore, that Shlomo Zalman Paskin, She'ain Tzarech Lachosh Lazeh. So somewhere else, Shlomo Zalman says, you don't have to worry about this. V'yochol Gam Lo'ovel Lomer Shalom Aleichem. So Shlomo Zalman does come out over there, that you can say to an Ovel Shalom Aleichem, it's not a problem, like the Svara that he did say earlier. In the last paragraph of note number 25, he points out that an Onein, person who is in the period after one of his Shiva Krovim was Nifter, before the Kvura, where he's an Onein in general, he doesn't do Mitzvah Saseh, Shezman Kiddush HaLevana Osed Lavor Lifnei Sof HaAninus. He's in a situation where he didn't say Kiddush Levana. By the time the Kfura happens, it's going to be too late. So the Daz Torah writes, B'Shem the Sefer HaChayim, Shem Yesh Anoshim Achirim Shem Isaski Imameis. Assuming he's not busy with the actual mace and he has others taking care of the mace, mutar lo levarach al halavana, it would be okay for him to go ahead and say Kiddush Levana. Now let's go back to the Mishabura. We are up to Sifkatan Yud Beis. Sifkatan Yud Beis is going on that which the Ramah said, that we're not Mekadesh Levana on Motzei Shabbos, that's Chal on Yontif. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Mikol Shekein Shein Mekadeshin Oso B'lo Shabbos. If we're not going to be Mekadesh on Motzei Shabbos, which is Yontif, we're certainly not going to be Mekadesh Levana on Friday night. V'harbe ta'omim nemru baze al pi ha-kabbalah. There are many reasons brought down why not to say Kiddush Levana on Shabbos al pi ha-kabbalah. If you look in the Shaar Tzion Os Yud Beis, he says, Ayim b'tshuvas ramah uberadaz chelak dalet simen kuflam et gimel. V'al pi pshuto yeshlomar, a pashut of reason the Shaar Tzion brings down, mishum de'osin es ha-mitzvah b'simcha. We do the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana, as we know, b'simcha. V'rogil lovo lidei rikudim, and it tends to lead to dancing. Ukemo de mashma achaka ba'agol, like the Ramah is clearly mashma later. V'ze osir b'shabbos, you're not allowed to dance on Shabbos. The after rikudin shall mitzvah hitiru kemo b'simchas Torah, and even though dancing for a mitzvah like on Simchas Torah they mattered, shani hosam diev shal litchos hayom, that's different, because Simchas Torah is Simchas Torah, you can't change it to a different day, whenever you're going to change it to, it's going to be Simchas Torah, so therefore they allowed you to dance for a mitzvah. Ma she'ein kein hocha, which is not the case over here, the efshar lasos a mitzvah mikodem Shabbos alud chos lachar Shabbos. You don't have to say Kiddush Levana on Shabbos. You could have done it before. You could do it afterwards. And therefore, we want to avoid the dancing. And therefore, even though the Mishnah Berurah says that al pi kabbalah, there are many reasons. A reason al pi pshuto, he brings over here, is that it shouldn't lead to dancing. Which just tells you that the dancing that you do at Kiddush Levana, l'chora, should be a little more labor-dick than those who dance on Shabbos. Because you're not allowed to dance on Shabbos. So if you're already dancing on Shabbos, you're holding that's not really considered dancing. So like Kiddush Levana, should be a little bit more of a labor dicker dance. If you look at note number 28, it points out, V'tam nosav shalola kadesh b'Shabbos, another reason why one should not say Kiddush Levana on Shabbos, kasu b'stei chemed, u'b'shalash n'shuvas minchas yitzchok, she'esh lochus she'yotzi es ha'sidu l'rishus ha'rab, and pashit, you might carry your sitter outside. V'chein kasu v'mishabur l'kamon l'inyin amiras tashlo b'rosh ha'shana shachal b'Shabbos, the reason why we don't say tashlich on the first day of Rosh Hashanah when it falls on Shabbos, you might carry your machzer. So here also, you might carry out your siddur to say Kiddush Vana. That would be another simple reason why you would not do it. Continues the Mishabura, we're back in Sivkotan Yud Beis, the end of the first line. Umikol Mokom, but still, Imlo Kitchu at Shabbos V'yom Tov V'yavar Azman. So we just said a few reasons why you shouldn't do Kiddush Levana on Shabbos, but if Lamaisa, you didn't yet do Kiddush Levana, and you're running out of time, and it's going to be Shabbos or Yom Tov, Bevadai Mutter L'Kadesh Gam B'Shabbos. For sure, you are allowed to say Kiddush Levana on Shabbos, V'yom Tov Afilu B'Yechidi, even by yourself. V'cheinu maskonas haposkim. That is the maskon of the poskim. If you're running out of time, so then you would be allowed to say Kiddush Levana on Shabbos or Yom Tov. No 27 points out from the Aruch HaShulchan that if one is in a situation where he is saying Kiddush Levana on Shabbos, he should just say the bracha, he should not say the other tefillos and the psukim that the minog is to say. If you look in the Shaar Tzion, Os Yud Gimel, he says, this is the maskon of the poskim, the Bach, the Taz, the Magen Avraham, the Shaar Achronim, v'gamim yesh ochus l'kadesh laila achas. So that's if it's the last night, so Vadi, you're going to do it on Shabbos Yom Tov. What if you have one more night afterwards? So Zog to Shaar Tzion, Gam Kein Ikaman Domer Deyesh L'Kadosh B'Lo Shabbos. There are those who say, too risky, don't wait till after Shabbos, if that's the last opportunity, Chaperein, and you should do it on Friday night. V'yesh Machmir, and there are those who are Machmir, they say, no, you must wait for Motzei Shabbos, Ayin B'Sharei Tshuva. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Yud Gimel. Now the Mishnah Berurah goes back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber told us, you lift up your eyes, you straighten your feet, and you make the bracha. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Kasa b'shiure knesses agdola, de mashmo l'chora da'ad gemar kol ha'seder tola inav ba. The mashmos of the Mechaber is that you look up, and you stay with your eyes looking towards the moon until you finish. Because the Mechaber just says, Tola Einav, and he doesn't say when you're Tola Einav. It sounds like you're Tola Einav during the bracha, and you keep it up the whole time. V'chein Nog Alma, that is the Minhag Olam. Aval Shoma Mishem Sefer Charedim, but he heard B'Shem the Sefer Charedim, Shehichmir Bazem Ma'od Milestaka B'Levana, that he was very machmir on staring at the moon. V'lo Hiter L'Histaka Bo Ela At She'esayim HaBracha. He only was matir to be staring at the moon until you finish the bracha, not through the whole process of Kiddush Levana. V'amogen Avram B'Shem Shlo Hichmir Od Yosef. The Mogen Avram brings in the Shlo, that's even more machmir, Da'afilu B'Shas HaBracha In L'Histaka Bo. Even while you're saying the bracha on the Levana, you should not be staring up at the moon. Eloroa osa pamachas kashiyirtsa levarech. You look up once when you want to make the bracha. V'achar kach lo yistakelba. And afterwards, you do not look at the levana at all. So we have three darkas. One says you have your eyes up the entire time. One says you only have it up during the bracha. And one says you only have it up for a moment before the bracha, but not at all during the bracha. Let's look at note number 29, and then we'll see one bir halacha. Note 29, second paragraph. V'hakivun she'elav yesh lamod b'shas amiras habracha. The direction that one should be facing at the time of saying the bracha on the levana, kosav ha'yisod v'sharesh ha'avoda, she'esh lamod l'kivun mizrach. You should be facing towards the mizrach. V'chein kosav ha'gon r'chayin kinyaski, that you should face mizrach. If you look outside, most people are facing the moon, but really, you're supposed to be facing towards the east. Next paragraph in note 29, Umasha Kazava Shulchanaro She Miyasher Es Raglov, Kishome Kiddush Levana, that which the Shulchanaro says you should straighten your feet when you're saying Kiddush Levana, so Biaru Hayesod Vishoresh Avodah Vaben Ishchai, they explain, V'hamakari Sofrim, She Tzorich Lamod Bo Kibet Filah Shmona Esrei, that you straighten your feet, you keep them together like you stand on Shmona Esrei. So ideally, according to the Yesod Vishoresh Avodah, you're facing Mizrach, your feet are together like you have your feet together during Shmona Esrei. I'd like to do the Bir Halacha on page Reish Pei Zayim, Devar Maskil Umuvarech Mu'umad, but I only want to read the second half, starting with the last words on the page, as we're about to turn out to page 574 in the Bir Halacha. Vishamati me'echad divrei tam. I heard from someone a great reason, b'mashe nogu b'kama mekomos lomer achar kiddush levana aleinu l'shabeach. Zatul Chavetz Chaim, I heard a nice reason why the minhag is to say aleinu after kiddush levana. Hainu. That is, shelo yitu chas v'shalom, that no one should make a mistake chas v'shalom. B'mash sha'onu yotzim neged halavana, with that which we're going out to the moon, usmeichim negdam, we are rejoicing across on the moon, sheyeh shum chash rayon sha'onu nosim kavod halavana, no one should think chas v'shalom, we're giving cover to the moon. L'kach anu omra leinu l'shabeach, therefore we say leinu l'shabeach, Umisaimim, and we end, Ki Hashem hu ha'elokim. Hashem is God, Bashamayim mima'al, v'chuli einot. Such Hashem, Hashem is only Hashem. So therefore, we say Aleinu to show that we're not worshiping the moon, we're not celebrating the moon, it's all about Hashem. Umashanu yotzim, and that which we go outside to the moon, hu rak kedei liros gevuro shel HaKadosh Baruch, we're just going to see the power of Hashem, shumeir b'ritzono l'chol b'ayom, that He gives light to the whole world with His ratzon. Kenyan shenemar, like the Pasuk says, su'u maro meinechem, lift up your eyes, Ura'umi bara elam. Look who created these. We're looking towards Hashem. We go outside to look at the greatness of Hashem through the moon, but nothing to do with the moon itself per se. It's all praising Hashem. Now, two very important notes that we'll read here to the end of the shir. Number one is note number three. Minog ze lomer aleinu l'shabeach. This minog to say aleinu after Kiddush Levana, yesh omrin b'shem achazunish. Shehainu dafka kishomim kiddush levana b'tzibur. It's only if you're saying it with a tzibur. Aval yochid shomer kiddush levana eino tzarach lomer aleinu l'shabeach. But one individual is saying kiddush levana by himself does not need to say aleinu afterwards. And note number 34, kavonas dvarav. The kavona of the Chafetz Chaim. If you notice what the Chafetz Chaim wrote in the Biralach, he says therefore we say aleinu l'shabeach. Umesayimim, and we end ki Hashem hu elokim hashamayim mimaal einod. So says R' Chaim Kanievsky, Shemisayim b'keta zeh, you end with this paragraph, Ve'eino tzarech lomer es haketa hasheni v'alkein dekavalecha. You don't have to say the second paragraph of Aleinu v'alkein, all you have to say is the first paragraph, that's R' Chaim's diuk in the Biralocha, where he says that we say Aleinu l'shabeach, and we end with Ki Hashem hu elokim b'shamayim v'aretz. Eino, that's what we're ending with. You don't have to say the second paragraph of Aleinu. We will stop here and continue with the rest of the Siman, Emirtz Hashem, tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.